Brisbane Wakes Up with Steph, Abby and Matt on B105.
G'day, podcasters. We won't go too deep into the podcast today. Abby's on vocal rest. She had a bit of a... She wooed up a storm on Friday.
Whoop, whoop. Yeah, no, when they say scream, I really screamed, but I don't know if it was that. I also was screaming at the kids on the weekend.
Right.
Yeah, right.
It was either screaming at Shaggy or screaming at kids.
What a weekend.
Well, ups and downs.
Do you know that Shaggy has, like, he has a lot of kids. Are you aware of that?
No. Well, with a name like Shaggy, I mean.
Yeah.
And all the places at which he's done it. I mean, although he says, no, it wasn't me. Mm. We know that it was. Because she caught him. How many goods he got?
Someone was just saying that he was on, like, The Project or something, and he was absolutely hilarious.
Because Nick Cannon's got 12. Well, he's got his 12th on the way. Has he got two women pregnant at the moment?
Yep. Wow. That is a cannon.
Oh, no, maybe he doesn't. Maybe he only has 5 kids.
That's still a fair amount.
Yeah.
That's you need a Tarago.
Or a mystery mobile.
Nick Cannon, is he in a relationship with either of the women?
No, he
donates his sperm. No, like, seriously.
Oh, so they're not hookups.
Not all of them. He's really, really obsessed because he was the one that had twins with Mariah Carey. But I think some of them he is. But I know that he has a need for reproducing.
Right. Sowing his wild oats.
Yeah, it's so funny because that's what someone was on the weekend was like, oh, Shaggy, what a player. He's got all these kids. I'm like, yeah, child support. And they went, that's a good point.
That's why he's here.
They can afford it, I guess.
Yeah.
Oh, they're cute kids.
Shaggy's kids?
Yeah.
I imagine they
would
be.
Yeah, they're really gorgeous.
Tan, I know I've said it before, but if you are a fan, get his album with Sting. It's a hoot.
Careful, you might get pregnant. Tomorrow we play Alpha Bucks 7 and 8 now, twice a day. So we're going to give you answers for both games right now.
All right. At 7 a.m, your letter is B, and you're looking for Bridge, Boost, and Bear. And at 8, your letter is Wobble U, and we're looking for Wig, Wizard, and Wombat. Hanson's favourite animal.
There we go. That's the podcast.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
We do have the boys from Hanson here and we're going to play their intro. I checked it just before the song.
Have we updated it?
We need you guys to voice some stuff before you leave here today, okay?
You need to clarify some stuff.
Okay, here we go.
Hi, we're Hanson.
We've been around for a while at B105.
Was that the last time you were in the studio with us?
No. Don't know.
No. It was not.
So, yeah. Oh, hang on.
Oh, wait, my phone.
Yeah, I don't think I'm on.
There you go.
Yeah, maybe we recorded it with our mic off, just like when I was talking a second ago.
you guys are back in Australia, and you said that it's kind of like a family reunion, because you get so many people that have gone to your gigs again and again and again.
Absolutely.
Do you know how many times you've been to Australia, if you lost count?
How many actual times?
It's got to be around 7.
Yeah, probably between coming for promotional tours and proper concert tours, because, I mean, people that aren't in bands don't necessarily think of it that way, but sometimes you're coming, like, first time we came here, we just came to visit radio stations and promote
a
record.
Do a couple acoustic things.
And then it was a couple years later before we actually were able to come back and do a proper
tour.
And
no doubt they gave you a koala at each one of those times.
We have not met a koala every single tour, but actually, anytime we get a chance, we're happy to.
Actually, I think the very first time I ever held a koala was actually in 2017.
It was here.
Yeah. You did one yesterday, didn't you?
Yeah, we did. Of course.
Have you heard
any self-respecting tourist has got to go find a koala?
Yeah.
He doesn't want to be hugged by a stoned bear. Or stoned...
It's not actually a bear. That's just a marsupial.
My daughter, my 8-year-old daughter, is so mad at me that she's not here. Like, she was like, "Dad, do you realize that you will see koalas? I want to see a koala!"
In all seriousness, we always have had great experiences, and Australian fans have always been very kind, very welcoming. Very cool. We feel very at home, and last tour was pre-pandemic. It was the tour with symphonies that we took all over the world
in 2019,
and had some amazing shows there, and just lucky to still be here.
I love this idea of this new album too, of you all going off and doing your own sort of styles. I think that's a great idea. Is anyone thrash metal?
Exactly. Well, not thrash metal, kind of closer in some ways.
You know,
there's no metal on this particular deal.
For people listening, what we did with this project was we did it in 3 parts. It's our 30th anniversary. So we took the album, it's 15 songs. Each brother took 5 songs and wrote and produced them. we played for each other, but it was really more like, hey, I'm going to come in and what do you want me to do? Mm. Rather than kind of being peers and saying, okay, here's all of my ideas, you know, eat them. you know, I'm serving you up liverwurst.
As opposed to Zach saying, no, here, he said to Isaac, the guitar player, he said, Isaac, here is your food. You will eat it. Yeah.
You know, the thing about it, you could kind of look at it one way. A lot of people ask us, is this like a warning sign? Are you all breaking up? Is this the, you know, first sign of solo records?
And yes, we're going to break the news.
The way I think of it is more, we've been a band a long time, and you've got to do things to support each other and challenge yourself. Mm-hmm. And one of the biggest ways to challenge yourself is just to sort of change who's in the room, mm-hmm. right? And one of the coolest things you can do for each other is just say, hey, whatever you want to do, I'm there for it.
Yeah, right.
You know, and this project did both of those things.
It actually started with Zach wanted to do a project, and Isaac and I were both like, I don't know. And then he's like, we're like, call us when you need us to play. Oh, yeah. Then we're like, yeah, great idea.
It's fantastic. Yeah, let us know what you need.
No, it's definitely interesting. I mean, we've been writing and recording, making music together for most of our lives. And I mean, part of what makes it interesting is you have to make it interesting. You have to be able to be creative. You're not just doing it for, let's have a hit or let's have a success. You're doing it for yourself. You're doing it for something that you're interested in. Because if you're not, the audience knows.
Do you have a way of monitoring whose 5 songs does the best?
Yes, we don't want to talk about that.
Not going well.
It feels personal, okay? I'm not saying anything.
I won't deny it. There was a moment where he said, is this going to be a problem? Like that we're judging each other against each other? Yeah. You know, we're judging each other our whole lives, every day.
Constant judgment.
Well, like, siblings.
We're doing our own, own, you know, voice where we just have our family gather around together and be like, okay. You know, nobody's turned their chair around.
Because you are obviously your bandmates, but then you're also siblings. Yeah. So do your parents, they must be the sounding board. You know, usually your parents are the place where you go to whinge about your sibling.
Yeah.
So
it's complicated. It's complicated.
I mean, I do that a fair bit, you know.
We have a couple family members that have been a part of the Hanson business for years that work for Hanson. And, you know, and, you know, it's that stuff's natural. Look, family businesses have been around since the beginning of time. And so it gets complicated, you know. When you go to Thanksgiving, it's like, all right. Just eat. Don't talk shop.
And that's actually the hardest part about it is that you end up accidentally talking shop if you're not careful. Yeah. So we've had to try and figure out ways to not do that.
No, we actually have a wood shop. That's what we're saying. We can't talk wood shop. No carving conversations, okay?
Let's just go with mom.
We know who complains the most. Yeah.
No. She'll periodically track me down and be like, hey, I heard that this was happening. Is this happening? Are you being nice?
Oh, no.
Like, is everything okay?
I'm like, Mom, you know me. I'm not being nice.
She wants you to say I am so she can be like, he said he was. Yeah, everyone's dynamic is
I always say, I'm not being nice, but I am right.
And we've got some fans who want to talk to you boys. 131060. Tash is on Broby Island. You're on with the boys. What's your question?
Okay, first of all, hello, my name is Natasha.
Hi, Natasha.
I've known you guys for a long time.
Amazing.
When I was in year 9, you guys, like, fully were the coolest thing I listened to on my Discman with my headphones walking to school, and your posters were all over my room from Smash Hit.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh.
Your partners now know you, like, when they met you, did they know you guys were Hanson as Hanson Hanson? Or, like, they love you for you guys.
Well, luckily, they, as far as I know, they love us for us, for who we are.
So we've all been married a pretty long time. Isaac and I both 16 years. Taylor, you're 20.
I didn't hear your wives.
Did our wives know that we were Hanson?
Like, were they fans growing up?
Well, I was about to say something that when I thought it and then it made sense. I was about to say it. It sounds really obnoxious.
Go on.
It's like, well.
Yeah, go ahead.
If they were our age, they knew who we were.
Yeah.
Okay? Yeah. They had to live in a hole somewhere. Yeah. Now, whether they liked who we were is the difference. I mean, because you couldn't. I think having relationships with somebody, it was more about getting to, are they actually, you know, is it a good relationship that is about you versus being aware of you? Because that's kind of a strange thing with friendships and dating people. But we've all been with our wives for years.
The dirty little secret, though, guys, is we met all of our wives at a concert.
Yeah.
They were all at our show.
Well, not the same show.
But not the same show.
But you guys really do everything together.
Yeah, exactly. It's yeah. That's Taylor, my brothers.
But
yeah.
Taylor and Zach's wives went to high school together.
Yeah, right. my wife was modeling. She got invited to the show. She brought Taylor's wife. And then they got married, and we dated for a long time, and then got married. After.
Yeah. Then I met my wife in New Orleans.
Yes, New Orleans.
So,
New Orleans.
What was the question, really?
Yes, they love us for who we are.
Yeah. I sure hope so. Because it's been a while. Yeah. Well, now they
secret.
Yeah, they've all had children with us, so
yeah,
they know who we are in a deeper way.
Yeah,
because
they have to live with small copies of us.
It's a frightening reality.
We got Alana on in Manly West. Alana, you're on with Hanson, what's your question?
Hey guys. Hello. Oh God, I'm not gonna cry. I've loved you guys since 97. Thank you for your music.
Thank you.
My question is, what is your favorite Australian animal?
Wombat.
Wombat.
Wow. A wombat so is quick.
I love wombats. They're the coolest.
You know about their poop?
What is there to know
like
about
that?
Their
it's
poop?
Pellets?
It's a cube. They're the only animal that poops cubes.
Right.
Wow.
So no. Square.
We're cubists.
Yeah.
All right.
Disappointed that you didn't say the ibis.
Ibis.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
You know, we're trying to go deep here, but we were just at a koala sanctuary yesterday.
Yeah.
And man, that the red kangaroo, man, those guys. They are built.
Yeah, they are.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm like, where do you go? Like, hello, welcome to
where do you work out? Do you work out?
Is that what you're talking about?
Like, and they look at you like, don't mess with me.
Yeah,
right?
they do.
Dangerous.
Well, it's a boxing kangaroo. Yeah. That's what
right.
They're called, yeah.
Right. They actually punch
each other. Yeah.
I like the duckfish. I think you guys call it a platypus, but I've named it the duckfish.
The duckfish.
Yeah, that's my personal name.
I've decided
I'm a scientist.
Yep.
You just decide.
I think that's how it works. You know,
I'm a scientist.
Yeah,
because
my understanding is to get your doctorate, you just need a peer of other doctors.
Yeah.
But if I have multiple personalities, I just prove myself.
You identify as a doctor, as a scientist.
You can do that these days.
That's it. Hi, Dr. Hanson here. Let's get some more questions.
Melissa in Mountain Creek. You're on with Hanson.
Hi guys. How you going?
Good. How are you?
Good. I'm fangirling at the moment. Again, I've been a fan since 1997. I remember for my birthday, I received a Tamagotchi and the Middle of Nowhere album. So
nice. Fantastic.
Been for a long time.
Wow. Amazing.
I'm wondering if you guys can play Penny and Me tonight and dedicate it to myself and my fiancé. We want to have it as our wedding song.
Oh, wow.
So when are you getting married? When officially is the date happening?
It's happening in February
23. Okay. I was worried that it was going to be one of those decade-long engagements. She was going to say, like, it's happening sometime in the future.
Yeah, it didn't sound like she was
going to guess. No.
You know what?
That request, I think we can grant that tonight.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
my God.
I think that can happen.
That's amazing.
What's your fiancé's name?
His name is Ali.
We're really putting him to the test.
Okay. Yeah.
It's a real. Well, congratulations.
It's going to be his first concert as well. Like, I've seen you guys quite a few times in Perth. But yeah, it's going to be his first time.
Can I ask a question of you? Does he know that this is your song? Like, your shared song?
Yes, he does.
Okay. Oh, okay.
I mean, his favorite is Minute Without You, but I'm trying to persuade him, like, no, it's going to be Penny and Me.
Okay. Got it.
What about For Your Love? Because it's all about love.
Love.
I mean, I'm selfish.
Oh, guys, we're vying for it. No, this should be your favorite song. Let the girl pick her song, for God's sake. Okay.
Please mess with her and do the dedication and then play a cover of Tammy.
We think this is a better song.
Divorce.
Melissa, congratulations. Thank you for coming to the show, and we'll see you tonight.
Can't wait to see you guys.
Stav, Abby, and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Tara Bishop was 32 weeks pregnant, and her waters broke. So a little bit premature. Her partner, Hayden, was going to drive her to the hospital, but he went, we don't have time for that. So they called an ambulance, and they didn't have time for that either because the ambulance was on the way and they had to pull over. I love how specific they are. They pulled over at the Tarragindi exit of the motorway, and that's where their babies was born.
Well, it's actually because they had twins, right?
Mm.
One of them pulled over and they had it. Then they got back and then they kept driving and then one was born at the Tarragindi exit, which always blows my mind because Hayden, the dad, was like, I don't know what they're going to write on the twins' birth certificates.
Right, so because it normally would have the hospital that you were born in as the location.
But do they have to do the set location? Like, let's just say if you do a wedding on a plane, you do a course of how to actually get the coordinates.
Ah.
So you can have the set coordinates of where they got married. Does that make sense?
Oh,
so I'm like, do they do that for the birth? Do you have the set coordinates or do you just say the exit?
Or business class.
Yeah, because both of the twins were born at different places, which I thought was pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Imagine if you were down in New South Wales, across the border. Your one could be born in New South Wales, one born in Queensland.
Oh. I thought you were just saying how disgusting that was.
So was I.
Yeah. Well, I mean also, you obviously hate your child if you drive over the border to New South Wales.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
But like, imagine if you were, lived on that sort of, that coolie area where it's like right on the border and you were going to the Gold Coast Hospital or something, I don't know.
Mm. Yeah, it must have happened.
If anyone's had their baby in a different location, like you always hear that people didn't get to hospital, so I guess then it was at home. Do they put the location of your address or do they just say home birth, 131060, if you can fill us in. Or if you did have it on the side of the motorway, like I think I would want that to be on there.
Of course.
Yeah.
As some sort of badge of honour.
It's taking the word exit literally though, isn't it? She exited in an exit.
Wow.
And what happens, this could be, we could be wrong about this, but if you've given birth on a plane, what nationality? Does that?
Oh, I don't know. Because I know that you have to get, so you fill out the paperwork as the parent for the birth certificate, but then you've got to get the midwife to sign it.
Right.
So that's why they are saying, yes, it is at this location. So I guess would the ambulance officer need to sign that and say, no, I've got to be specific. It's the Pacific Motorway at the Tarragindi exit.
Yes. Exit 32.
Yeah.
And that's because the driver had to get out. Because when I had to go in an ambulance with my son, I realised that one's in the back with you and one's driving.
Mm.
So I guess that's why they had to pull over. Yeah, so the other one had to help.
Yeah.
And then the dad obviously wanted to see the birth of the twins.
Wow.
Yeah. And although they were premature, being 32 weeks into the normal 40-week cycle, but they're doing quite well. They had a few early complications, but they're happy and healthy now, so.
Because they were keen to get out then.
They really were. Right.
They were in a rush.
They were.
Hello, we want to go.
They have their first fight in there or something. Like, I'm out. See ya.
Because you would all have the hospital on your birth certificate?
Yeah. Yeah, because both of ours were in hospital.
No, I meant for yours as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I always found it weird too how you have your parents' occupation on your birth certificate.
Although we did speak to someone and they... You don't have to, I guess, write it. Like, one of them has superhero on theirs.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
And can you put in between jobs? You know what I mean?
Dad, what's a doll?
Rebecca, in Woody Point, what was on your child?
I was born at Toombul Shopping Centre. And
they put that on the birth certificate?
Yes, they did.
Did they say the specific shop or no?
No, it's my mum was a cleaner and my dad was a security guard.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Were you conceived there too?
I don't know, but maybe I don't know.
So did she try to get to hospital? What happened?
No, she just thought she needed to go to the toilet. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, I came in 15 minutes.
Wow, there you go.
So then dad had to run across the road to the Toombul Shopping ambulance service and they came across and checked out mother and baby and that's what they put on the birth certificate.
Annoying for your mum being a cleaner because now she's in charge of cleaning up that mess.
Wow.
There you go, Toombul Shopping Centre.
So are you upset?
Now it's no longer there.
Yeah, I know.
Is that, I mean, for you, do you shop there often now? Like, is that you're like, oh, this is my joint?
I used to a long time ago.
Yeah.
You should have got discount because there's rumours about the if you're born on a plane, don't you get a discount?
Yeah, if you're born on a plane, you get free travel.
Well, I never got a discount.
No. Yeah, you generally get free travel for life with that airline. Don't try it.
That's what I'm saying. That's an encouragement. Maybe they've had to stop that.
That's why Ansett is no longer.
They went down.
Yeah.
So many babies born on their plane.
That's exactly right.
Crippled them.
All these the issue is if that was real.
That's what I'm saying. People
so many
try
pregnant
to,
women
yeah.
would be like, no.
No, I'm only 30 weeks.
Yeah, it's true. It happened not that long ago.
I thought we checked on this and they said no.
No, we checked it and it was right.
Oh, no,
did we?
Yeah. No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was. Anyway, off topic. Tyler, you were born on the side of the road too?
No, my daughter was.
Oh, okay. And that's what did they put on their birth certificate?
The street. So her birth certificate says Woodlands Drive.
Wow.
Oh, have you taken her there for a photo?
No, not yet. It looks a little different than when she was born. Yeah.
Was that your first child?
That was my second child.
Right.
That would have been scary. I mean, we're saying about what's on the birth certificates, but no doubt that would have been scary if you're on your way to the hospital.
It was, yes. I felt her head and instantly told my partner to pull over. He didn't believe me.
They took a walk.
Recorder in my hand.
Oh wow!
I love that. It's like just another one of your little and jokes now, there. Come on now.
What do they say when you? Because then I guess you've got the baby. Do you wait for the ambulance, or then do you keep driving to the hospital?
Well, we weren't sure. He was in a bit of shock, so we'd called an ambulance. He was in shock that he wasn't quite sure what to tell the ambulance. So I had to scream from the passenger seat saying we just had a baby in the car.
Love it.
Typical. Typical of a dad, isn't it? I really am not sure what's going on. You talk to my wife. Oh, hey, Tiana.
Hi, how you going?
Good. What's your story?
Well, we had obviously twins and we were on our way to the hospital and baby came early. But my son Carter, his birth certificate says in car at Karoi en route to Nambour Hospital.
Oh, wow. Specific. Oh. Okay.
His brother was born at Nambour Hospital.
Right.
Oh, so then you kept going. Right. Wow.
Okay. No, look, my wife was in labour, and so we were on our way, jumped in the back seat in the roadworks at Karoi, which went on for years.
Yes.
Yes. And the roadworks guys stood there with their sign telling traffic to slow down.
Wow.
Well, caught one of them, and then the ambulance turned up, and we drove on to Nambour from there.
Right.
Imagine if they rode on there stuck in those bloody roadworks at Karoi.
I know. It was terrible. It was so slow trying to get there, but yeah.
Wow. This is amazing. I can't believe how many people have this on there.
Well, here's one. Nicole, you were born on a what?
No, my son was born on the Spirit of Tasmania 18 years ago.
Wow. So how many weeks pregnant were you?
I was nearly 37 weeks.
Right.
So we came early. We thought I had 8 kids and they were all born in Tasmania. And up here in New South Wales, I went into labour 14 times with him up this way.
Mm.
And I said, he just wants to be a Tasmanian. So we ended up travelling back home and, we thought we had plenty of time, but no, we didn't.
Well, that is a choppy ride, to be fair.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he was born back in Tasmania and he's on his birth certificate that says Spirit of Tasmania.
Wow.
Does he get free travel on that for the rest of his life?
No, he don't. But we end up getting, we end up coming back in 2016 and we got a free fare to come back, so that was pretty good.
There you go.
We haven't been back since.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
I think I've got a new job for myself.
Right.
And it's something that just occurred on Saturday night because we went out to our friends for dinner. Love them to bits. And we were having a chat, not going to say their names because of the following story.
Oh.
But we were having a chat about the school and that the kids came home and they had a little bit of a booklet because they were talking about puberty, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that in there, the parents or whoever was the person that was taking the course said that you have to go and ask your parents these questions, which is brilliant because it gets everyone involved.
Then why are you here doing the course?
Well, this is what I said. My son was like, it's so weird. It's so weird, because he got in the car and we were talking about it.
Yeah.
And I was like, why is it so weird? And I said, is it icky to talk about? Mm. Is it uncomfortable? And he goes, no, I just think it's weird that they have to do it at school.
Mm.
You tell it at home. Why would everyone have to do it at school? It shouldn't be part of the curriculum.
Mm.
I was like, that's an interesting point. And I said, well, maybe a lot of parents feel uncomfortable talking about it.
Mm.
And he goes, why? And I said, I don't know. But then talking to them about it, I was like, the questions were very when was your first? And I'm not going to say it on air because there's people driving to school at the moment.
Okay.
And I was answering it all. And one of the dads there was like, I was like, no, don't look at me. And I was like, no, you've got to be comfortable with that.
Mm.
And then I realised, I said, do your parents not talk to you about it? And he goes, no, no one spoke about it.
Right.
And you realise there's different households. And I was like, no, you have to be comfortable with it. Because if you're nervous, the kids will be nervous.
Mm.
Right. So they got sons?
They've got both. Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. So it doesn't. But do you feel uncomfortable talking about it? Because I'm like, I use the clinical terms, open book, and I realised my mum was an open book.
Yeah. I'm not uncomfortable. I think where a lot of parents, and I've had this feeling, is it's when they're growing up. So your sadness is that oh my God, they're not innocent. But because I now have a 20-year-old and I've been through that 14 to 18 period where you've got to just be facts up front to make sure that bad stuff doesn't happen.
Yeah.
That really does help you.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah. Well, you have to be.
Yeah.
And when we were talking about it, and my husband came into the room and I was talking to my son about it, and he asked a question to my husband, and my husband was like, and my son said, oh, do you not know about it, Dad? Do you want me to teach you? And I was like, oh, my God. No, he knows about it. Trust me, he knows about it. And he goes, oh, he just didn't seem like he knew.
Yeah.
Does he get iffy about it too, Scotty, talking about it?
Yeah, because he just wasn't using the clinical terms. And he's like, I just don't know what's appropriate. Yeah. And I was saying to him, whatever is appropriate for them to ask, you answer.
The answer is
And you don't need to go into more detail. If they want more detail, then do. But I think it is just appropriate for when they ask a question, you have to answer it. You can't go, oh, no. And I was in two extremes because my dad would never talk about it.
You still don't?
No, God, no, I don't with him because I know how uncomfortable he is about it.
That's why he calls you Mary, right?
But with my mum, she's such an open book that when I was younger, I would always go and talk to her about it.
And how do you cope with, do you talk to all of them as if they're all the same age, or do you take Finny away and talk to him about it and away from Koa, or do they... Because he'd just go run and tell them anyway, I guess, wouldn't he?
I guess so. But I guess you're not really interested in that age.
No.
But I think it's just so different now that they're at that age where they're doing it at school. Like Rory would have had the chat at school.
Yep, they did last year.
Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, if they've got any questions about it, you have to be able to answer it rather than just like, la, 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 la.
I mean, I have to Google a lot of them, but yeah.
Yeah.
Well, just the read the booklet.
Yeah. Yeah, it was funny because he was like, do you know that you even ovulate from each side? I was like,
yes, I do.
And I said, Scott, and he goes, nah.
I didn't know that.
Oh.
Oh, you didn't?
No. I wouldn't know that much.
Like one from one side, then the other month one's from other side.
No.
Yeah, so he was talking about that. So then I was like, Scotty, if you got any other questions, Finny's here to answer them.
So he did fill him in.
How good. Maybe I'll get Finny to come around to my house, sit knees and Eden all down.
That's how you guys got here.
You would have learnt it at school. You probably just forgot.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I also remember they separated us. Do they still do that?
Yeah, they did that. They did the girls for our school. They did the girls separately than the boys.
Yeah. But I reckon if you genuinely wanted to have that chat with other people's children, I reckon they'd let you.
There's a service.
I don't reckon anyone's going to say no to that.
Tasker.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Everyone knows Paris Hilton, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know that she's a very, very wealthy. And she used to be a socialite. Now she's not. Sorry. She's now listed as a DJ.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. And that's where you talk about Paris Hilton. You go the DJ Paris Hilton. Right. But really surprising last night on 60 Minutes, Tara Brown, so Australian version of it, they were talking to her about a $50 billion industry, which I have no idea about, and they're saying they're therapeutic boarding schools and military-style boot camps that they have in America. And I would thought that it's just for Americans, but a lot of Australians will send their kids over there as well.
Right.
You'd obviously have to be stinking rich to afford it.
Well, I would guess so. But they're saying it's for kids that are off the rails.
Right.
And the hard thing about this is I just didn't think that Paris Hilton would be involved with it. And she was. But it's just there are a lot of parents that will go, it's just difficult to raise children and something's happened where their children's not listening to them. And I get that. But for Paris Hilton, wouldn't you just take away her credit card? Like, I could only imagine that she was brought up in a very different way.
I guess when she was out partying, she was good friends with Nicole Richie.
Yeah.
So then I guess you could take her money, but then she would probably know other people with money.
Yeah, she would need to take a wallet.
What's
to go
the
out?
TV show that she did with Nicole Richie?
A and Simple
that was
Life.
Was that before or after she went away in this? Because this is how she describes what happened in the middle of the night.
Two men came into my room 4:30 in the morning, holding up handcuffs, and said, do you want to go the easy way or the hard way? I was strangled, hit. I didn't see sunlight or breathe fresh air for 11 months. No one in their right mind would think this was any form of therapy.
Growing up, her parents said she was too wild.
I started sneaking out at night, was getting bad grades.
So they had her locked up.
They were just trying to break us down.
Now the It Girl is fighting back.
Yeah, right. So now she's trying to shut down the school.
Yeah, well, she's going to try to shut down the industry,
right?
Not the school, because they're saying that there are schools like this all over in America, and people from all over the world send their kids there. There was even an Australian girl, Emily, who said that she went to the place as well.
Characterising what we went through as discipline is not only gaslighting, but just grossly unfair. The worst of my experience was the headmaster of the school telling me that my life would amount to nothing because at the core, I was a wayward youth and that I wasn't worth the college application fee.
I don't know if there'd be any equivalent here.
Probably. Probably be something. You know, like what you
mean. It's kind of like prison, really.
Yeah. But, I mean, it worked.
Did it? Because then she went on The Simple Life at 23 after. I don't know if it worked.
Yeah.
I mean, how would you have a relationship with your parents after that if they sent you? Because when you're that age, you don't have the rights. You don't say, I'm of legal age, I don't want to do this.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you would feel completely abandoned. And I would say that you probably went there because maybe there was issues with your parents in the first place.
I also feel like with that family, because remember, she had to, there was something by the grandfather who was like, if you get a, keep doing what you're doing, you're not going to get any inheritance.
Mm.
Like, I feel like families like that, they feel like they can control everyone with money. Like, you do exactly what I say or you don't get the money.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be hard when you're brought up in that lifestyle to walk away from.
Mm. Yeah.
But that sounds horrible.
Yeah, I just didn't even realise it was an industry. I know there's like summer camps. That a lot of my friends have worked at the summer camps and they say it's absolutely amazing. It's all about building self-esteem. But then it seems like you either on your Christmas holidays, you can go there or you can go there.
Yeah. Yeah. You can't stay here, though. That's the thing.
Yeah, but I was surprised by how many Australians got sent over there as well.
Mm.
Yeah, it is. But, you know, you always got threatened with boarding school.
Yeah.
Growing up, you know, your parents say they send you away to boarding school. Now I'm an adult. I know my parents could never have afforded that.
No. It's so it's true, isn't it? When you look at it and you're like, go on, wait a minute.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Actually, Madison, play their jingle for me, Maddie.
This is a banger, everyone.
It's so good.
A banger.
Yeah. I'm looking for someone other than my wife. Other
than my wife. Ashley Madison's right. I think this is the real peak. It's when you're like, God, this one jerk is looking for someone other than his wife.
But wait for it.
And then you're like, what? I'm looking
for someone other than my wife. Just the men.
No, there's a, and I cannot find it. I've heard it before. There's a female one where she sings, I'm looking for someone other than my guy.
Okay.
But didn't really go as off, did it? Is that still their jingle or have they updated it?
I don't know. That was came out, I think, like 2015.
Because it is a dating site for people in relationships looking to have a side dish to their main meal. Now, they've released the data on which places in Australia are the most adulterous. And I got some issues with this list.
They're always country towns.
That's my issue.
Are they? But you know what else? Always the country towns are always the ones that are buying the most sex toys.
Mm.
So the rule,
there's not much else to do there.
But the thing is, like, if you're in a country town, right, and you've got to go on a website to find someone other than your wife.
Yeah.
And then you meet them and you're like, oh, it's you.
It's Beb.
I bump into you every day.
Yeah. That's the thing.
Why do you have to say my mum's
name? I'm sorry. It was just a,
why do you have to do that?
I'm sorry. It was just the name that came.
Are you okay?
Jane.
That's my middle name.
Oh, God.
You can't have them all, mate. All right?
Because number one, yes, is Mackay. Number one.
Is it?
Yes.
What's population of Mackay?
Not enough, I would suggest.
Maybe it's like, are you looking in a different town?
Maybe.
Well, that is around Ellie Beach there, so maybe there's a lot of people.
Or tourists.
Yeah, like so to go through.
Backpackers.
Yeah. And that sort of town is the central point to other lots of little regional. Apparently, I'm not.
It's a gateway town.
I don't know as much as I should.
But you know when you do that, you go, oh, wow, look at them. They're really like, oh, God, they're just having sex everywhere.
Mm.
But really, no, they're just not in a good relationship at home.
So
it doesn't make it, it just makes it sound desperate.
Yeah. Well, they base this on how many signups they've had from that place to Ashley Madison. Can you guess the second most cheating city in Australia?
Somewhere like politicians, Canberra.
Bing!
Aye!
Canberra comes second.
It's just they're all the places that I fly around to, so.
Aubrey comes in at three, again, small.
Where's Aubrey, New South Wales?
Yeah, Aubrey, Wodonga.
Right on the border.
Then Rockhampton. Then Cairns, and then Toowoomba. They're all too small to be getting away with this. I don't get it.
Well, I guess that's the biggest thing is they don't want to go to a bar and meet someone.
Yeah. Ah, that's a good
so
point.
So you have to go on a website so you can be
can do it discreetly. Yes. Makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Trev, what are you doing?
I'm...
Can you go to Ashley Madison and find someone who's like, I'm looking for someone. It could be a man or a woman, right? Mm. You can specify.
Mm.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Right. Okay.
They actually got hacked a few years ago and they were, as they do.
Yeah,
they were like, we're going to release people.
I found that guys weren't as outraged as the Optus hack or the Medibank one, you know? Yeah. They didn't go and say, hey, I want compensation.
No one was putting their hand up to say, this is, this is not good.
It wasn't me that signed up. Someone stole my identity.
Little old Brisbane, our own town, comes in at number 16 out of a list of 20. So not too bad. Not too bad.
But who's below us then? So who are we filthier than?
We're filthier than Hobart. We are filthier than Adelaide. That comes in at 18. And then Launceston and Melbourne finishes off the top 20 at number 20. Very Sydney good. Doesn't even get a mention.
Well, no, Sydney's big enough, so you don't have to go on.
No, true. Yeah. Just one more time for us, because I love it so much. I'm going to learn how to play it.
Other than my wife. I probably wouldn't be practicing that at home, though.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Let's go! R&B Fridays presents...
Fridays Live.
I had to come to work today because I didn't want to have a day off after Friday's Live. But I am such a girl that likes to follow all the rules.
Mm-hmm.
So when any of the artists are on stage and they say shout, I shout.
You shout.
I shout. Mm-hmm. So I'm sort of losing my voice. And
unless
then I
make some noise. Ah.
But they actually said shout this time.
What did they?
Yeah, you didn't hear them. They all said shout. And I was like, I'm shouting. Started with Jay Sean. But then I was shouting at the kids all the weekend. So I'm losing my voice. But we just want to hear, was there anything epic that happened at Friday's Live? But it was an epic gig.
Yeah. Do you reckon someone would have got proposed to? Would have been a great place to propose.
Yeah. There was Harry Styles on the weekend did a gender reveal at one of his gigs. Did you see that?
No,
someone was holding up a sign, handed him an envelope, and then he announced it. So that would have been good.
Mm-hmm.
But I just didn't know if anyone like picked up. That's epic.
Oh, surely there was someone who picked up.
R&B romance.
Yeah.
I stage dived.
You did.
I was a little bit disappointed with how far I got. I wanted to get like right up the back.
Well, maybe you were there and you caught stuff. That would be great. 13, 10, 60.
It was also tough for you because you had the idea of jumping off the stage, but then there was too much space between the stage and the barricade, so you had to climb down, climb up, over, and then jump.
Yeah.
Our producers want to know if anyone found your button.
Oh, yeah, I did lose a button.
I don't know if anyone would have. I don't know. Maybe they ripped it off.
Maybe. Yeah.
Maybe someone picked it up and took it.
That is a fear, isn't it, when you stage dive and then people don't catch you.
Yes.
Yours is more of a put.
A stage put.
Like you climbed up on the barrier and then you were like,
them.
But I know what you meant. You wanted to be carried on.
I think people were pretty shocked. Like, it hasn't happened for so long. They were like, we're doing this. Okay. What's this idiot doing up here?
Well, any stories you've got from the night? Consider this.
You kicked on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. We left. I think we left just before Macklemore's last song.
Right.
And how did you get home at 1?
No, we didn't get home at 1. Esther thought we got home at
1. Oh, because she's like, we were home at 1 eating Macca's on the driveway. And I was like, so there's a lot of hours missing in there.
Yeah, because she said that and I was like, what? 1? But no, she somehow fast forwarded. It was like 11:30 or something.
I had a 1 in it.
She thought she was seeing double. Like, I'll have it. 1. Yeah. 1.
We bought $100 worth of Macca's on the way home.
You what?
$100. What was like $98?
How many people?
50. 1, 2, 5 of us.
Okay.
Yeah.
$100. Did you? Wow.
I was like, just give me the shop.
Was it the best McDonald's you've ever had in your life?
Couldn't tell you, mate. Leanne, you felt someone up at Friday's Live, though.
Stab.
Yes.
Yeah, you jumped into that. You jumped into the diamond section. We passed you back. And the people behind us dropped you.
That sounds so amazing. We passed you back. We got you. We passed you back. Yeah, he wanted to go further.
Yeah, we got him.
Yeah.
Thank you, Leanne. I appreciate that. Very soft hands.
Yeah.
I did want to get further. I was very disappointed with how far I got.
Did you request?
Yeah.
Like, did you say, did you pull me back, Stab? Like, did
well,
you keep going?
Well, you know, it's that once, once you're out, that's it. You know, so, yeah,
no, it was almost as if the people behind us just stood back and went, yeah, I'm not touching him.
Yeah. It was, wasn't it? Yeah.
Nah.
Nah. He can fall.
Good evening. Did you have a great time, Leanne? Because you were in a primo spot.
Yeah, it was epic. Next year, we've decided that we're going to, because this time we went, oh, no, we're diamond. We don't have to line up early. But next year we're going to line up so we're right at the front. Like, we're a couple of people down, but that wasn't good enough.
Well, that's platinum, isn't it, when you go even further as well?
No, so diamonds are very
top, is
front.
Is it? Okay, all right. Yeah.
Mm. But the issue is the toilet. I always think that the people who get the very front row, they need to toilet at some point and then you lose your spot.
No, you just stop jumping through the concert. You do not move.
Okay.
Yeah. You persevere.
No, Fair enough.
Annette in Karina, how was your Fridays? Was it epic?
I mean, other than fearing for my life, trying to get through the crowd, it was epic. But the funny thing was that I was with my brother and sister, and my brother's married, and some messy drunk girls were all over him. And he had to tell them to, you know, keep their hands to themselves.
Oh,
I'm so sorry. You better go back to your woman over there. And he was like, they're my sisters.
Was his wife not there? His wife didn't come?
No, she didn't.
Because I remember one year, actually, Maddie used his wife as a human shield against the women that were a bit.
There's a lot
with
of
you.
Women grinding. I'll have to say that. Yeah,
it's that vibe, R&B. You know?
Yeah, it's R&B. It's like, everyone's
they
a pole.
Shoop. Yeah, that's right.
Good on you, Annette. Thank you so much. Hey, Belinda.
Hey.
How was your epic experience?
Epic. It was totally epic. The best part was when Macklemore actually announced that he's taking Tones and I to his European tour. That was the best night, like the best part of the night.
Because she didn't even know. She didn't know
and he didn't announce it to the other ones except for Brisbane's one, which was awesome.
Yeah, we always like it when we're special, when we're like, that information came out of Brisbane.
Yeah.
Yay.
She better get a
and
house.
And apart from that, it was a all right night, even though I don't remember most of the night.
Because it was so friendly.
Macklemore.
Yeah. Tones and I lives in Byron, right?
Yeah, I mean,
she hasn't been home for a while.
She had squatters. That's why I said she should get a house sitter. Yeah, squatters ruined her house while she was away.
Now, this was a huge part of the night. And he happens to work for us. So it wasn't set up either.
No, but it is funny, though, because Nick was just in every photo holding what, Nick?
I caught the banana.
So Macklemore throws out bananas. The best part was, Nick, so I was at a bit further back from you guys than my mate, and he just like jabs me in the ribs and goes, Bartley's on the screen.
Yeah, mate. So when I caught it, I like looked down at my phone. I reckon I had 35 text messages, like just banana emojis and Bartley, banana Bartley.
And, like... and he called you out, didn't he?
Yeah, well, he said the guy in the Miami jersey. So I was jumping about. I wanted that banana.
What have you done with the banana?
So I did hold on to it all night. I didn't let it out of my sight.
Yeah.
Because it's in my back pocket, it got black real quick. Like too hot.
Yeah. So Queensland.
It was like oozing and gross. So it's in the bin, sadly. But I did.
You know what you do with those, Nick. Banana bread. Come on.
Yeah, no, it was well past that. It was gross.
Right.
But funny enough, I think somewhere around, I still do have, back from when we did the Goon Raft, I think I have a Macklemore signed goon bag somewhere that I've hit. So I have my Macklemore memento. I was happy to throw the banana.
That's right, because it's called Goonlamore. You've got to bring it in. Why, you work in the giveaway area. Like, should we not be giving that away?
Even a mashed banana would be amazing. And you say that, but I'm with Stav. Mash an old brown banana is what you put in banana bread. And then you could have freezed it. Could have been the gift that kept on giving.
Yeah.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
I went away with a friend of mine and she's got a teenage daughter. Mm-hmm. So I learned so much through her.
Oh, right.
You know, and she was like, teaching me stuff. And I was like, that's so amazing. How'd you know that? You know, especially to with technology. And she'd go, oh, my daughter told me. Because they're really up to date with everything.
Mm.
And when we're away, you know when you see people and they put like, oh, my God, I love this. What is this? And they ask for advice on Facebook. And you're like, oh, for God's sake, just Google it.
Yes, I hate that.
Yeah.
Looking for suggestions for a good restaurant. You're on the internet.
I have been guilty, though, because I haven't been able to find it, where I put up like, what's this plant?
Right.
Oh, I've texted you, Maddie, and I've asked about it, right?
Yeah.
But she told me when I was like, oh, my God, I love that tree. I wonder what tree that is. Is it an olive tree?
Oh.
And she was like, no, why don't you just search it up, take a photo? And I was like, what? She goes, take a photo of it and you'll find out. Have you heard about this?
There's the apps that are going around?
No, there's a new feature on the new iPhone, the latest ones, where you take a photo of something, right? Mm. So for the last 2 weeks, all I have on my camera roll are just photos of plants. It's ridiculous, but it's so cool. So you take a photo of said plant, of that, and I know you already know what it is, right?
Yeah.
What is it?
Well, that's
okay.
It's a beautiful orange one that looks like a bird, a flower.
I was going to say marijuana plant. Sorry, my mistake.
I think it would go. And then you've got like an eye and you just press it and it looks up plant and it will tell you what plant it is.
Wow.
It's pretty cool, isn't
the
it?
The hell?
Hey!
Whoa, that's... Wait. You've told me some great stuff in my life, but that's probably the greatest thing you've ever told me.
Do you know
me.
What I liked, what I just witnessed
The bad
there?
News is, it is only of the latest iPhones, which means you do have to go... Well, I think it's like a 13 and a 14.
Oh.
What do you got, 12?
I don't know. What's this?
I don't know. You got to go, old dad, go and have a look. But, you know, with all your TikToks, you need a new phone.
That's true.
Because I've traded mine in, and I got... such a high price for it, because if it's a newish one, then you can just update it. So that's why I did it. But I tell you what, it's been so exciting. Even when I was at lunch the other day, I was like, oh, I wonder what this plant is. So all I am doing is going to take plant photos.
So look.
I was like, oh, I wonder what that is. I really like it. Oh, wait a minute. I'll just look it up. And it comes up and it's a broadleaf lady palm. Ooh, I let my lady bloom.
Wow.
That is... My phone does do it, by the way.
Does it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw the look on your face. I witnessed there was
Maybe
Maddie
it is
before
12:13, but it's been an update for it. Yeah.
There was Maddie before he knew this information, and now there's new Maddie who loves it.
It's very exciting, isn't it?
It's incredible.
Does it do it with anything else?
I don't.
Like, could I do it with cars?
What do you reckon if I take a photo of you? I don't know if it does it with cars. I think it might just be plants. Do you want me to look up this? Let me look up you. Information. No, it just comes up with where I took the photo.
Oh, okay. All right. Oh, we got Kaylee from North Lakes has got more information on this. Kaylee, you can do this on Google?
Yeah, you've been able to for years on Google Images. You can select maps and shopping and that. You select images and there'll be a little camera icon and you click on that and upload an image. And as you're just saying with cars, I work with cars and stuff like that. I, for all the time, to find out what a car is, I search the images and it searches across the whole web.
And then says, this is a Holden, this is a Ford.
No, it's not even that. It's I want, like, the specifics for, like, I'm like, is this, what kind of Kia is this? Kia Sportage.
Wow.
So good.
Just from looking at, like, the headlines back, because it searches the whole web and analyzes, and,
wow.
So if anyone ever puts up on Facebook, what is this? Go, Come on, Google it.
Get your act together.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Abby, I'm Australian today.
Are you?
Yep.
So for those of you that don't know, Stav changes his origin depending on the story. He's Canadian when he wants to be because he's visited there twice. He's Scottish a lot of the times because that's where he's born. Mm. And when Scotland does something bad, he's definitely Australian.
Yes. But I'm very proud to be an Australian today. This isn't a fun story, but it became fun. There was a bit of an incident on a plane, had to make an emergency landing in Perth.
Just after takeoff, told there's a problem with one of the wing's flaps, vital for keeping aircraft airborne.
One of the wing's flaps had an issue.
So the flaps are mounted to the wings and they're a device to, like, help slow it down, right?
And they work with airflow over the body of the plane. They're very important.
Yeah, you
very
can see
them. Hard to find.
They are.
They're actually really easy on a plane. They're pretty big.
That's what they always say.
You can't see them when you look out the window.
Where are they? They're somewhere.
Such a man thinks
so. Can't find them. Can't find them.
But they put Channel 9 put up the story on their Facebook, and at the current rate, there is now 29,000 comments, and none of them are serious. They're all about flap emergency and losing.
There's some social media kid who's like, my job here is done. The numbers are through the roof. See you guys in a week.
They haven't done anything wrong because that's a technical term, right?
Yeah. But Kayleen says, my flaps have been out of control for years. Tony says, virgins across Australia have been grounded while they all have their flaps checked. Lucky only a little virgin flap issue. Could have been menopause and disappeared just like the other plane. I shouldn't have read that one out loud. But even my favourite is people who have gone, Dave's gone on, he's gone, came here to make a flap-related comment, decided there was no need. Well done, everyone. Clap, clap, clap. It goes on and on for hours. I lost flap control quite some time ago. Obviously, being pregnant, I've lost flap control, but you don't see me stopping mid-flight. it's just so good. My nan always said it's fun and games till you lose flap control. It just goes on and on. I salute Australia. Awesome. No, here's one. Not one intelligent comment. But so good. I mean, not for the people on the plane.
Website was that on? Channel 9?
Channel 9.
No, not
Facebook.
On Virgins.
No.
Because you can't make a joke about that if you're...
No, not if it's...
Well, to them, it's a private matter. You
That's
know,
what I meant.
They want to keep what happens with their flaps quiet if they can.
Yeah.
Rule number one, never trust a big bird with uncontrollable flaps. If I had 95 FIFA workers on board, I'd lose flap control too. I mean, it's just it's just so much fun. Yeah.
But everyone landed safely, right?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, that's probably worth checking. There was nothing worse than having fun with your flaps just to find out that a whole heap of people were injured.
No, they all made it. Flap control to camel toe. Right. We need to make an emergency landing.
Where did they land?
They landed in Perth. They landed in Perth.
Yeah. Okay, there we go.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's good.
Mm.
And the fact it was Virgin's always fun too.
That adds, you know
good in Jetstar.
It's just, yeah.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
Brisbane wakes up with Stav, Abby and Matt on B105.